Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.
Isang magandang araw sa bawat isa. Grabe, Berna. Dito sa Pilipinas, pag September, Pasko na yon. Kaya uunahan ko na po kayo. Merry Christmas. Praise God, praise God. Do you feel, nararamdaman niyo po ba ang pagkilos ng Panginoon? So sa umagang ito, continue to open your hearts as we listen to the word of the Lord. Let us bow down our heads and pray first. Panginoon, maraming salamat po na sa aming pakikinig ng iyong salita sa araw na ito, bubuksan niyo po, Panginoon, hindi lang ang aming mga taenga, kung hindi po ang aming puso. Baguhin niyo po ang aming buhay habang kami po ay nakikinig sa iyong mga salita, salitang makapangyarihan. Kaya, Panginoon, sa iyo po namin itutuon at sa iyo po namin, Panginoon, ini-entrust ang natirang oras po ng aming gawain na ito sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen at amen. Like nang like naman po kayo dyan kung saan po kayo nanonood. Pwede po kayong mag-react. Ang mensahe po sa umagang ito ay is perfect. No? Ang title ay Be Perfect. Sabi po, Pastor, be perfect? Sinabi po ng salita ng Panginoon, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Paano po yan, Pastor? Sinasabi niyong be perfect. Yes po, sinabi po ng ating Panginoon yan. Kasi pag-uusapan kasi natin, kapag pag-uusapan natin yung salita na be perfect, ang iniisip natin na ano, hindi tayo magkakasala, susubukan natin na hindi tayo magkakamali, pero mali po tayo. Yes, ang utos po ng Panginoon sa atin is be perfect. Dahil bakit po ang ating amang nasa langit ay perfect daw po? Kahit po sasabihin po natin, ang lagi po nating reason is paano po ako magiging perfect? Tao lamang po ako. Paano po ako magiging perfect kung ang ating society ay hindi naman perfect? Paano po ako maging perfect kung ang ating mga leaders din po, mga political leaders natin ay hindi naman po perfect? So iniisip po talaga natin na it is very impossible to be perfect kasi tayo, alam natin na hindi tayo perfect at ang ating kapaligiran ay hindi perfect. Ang mundong kinatatayuan natin or itong paligid po natin ay hindi po ganap, hindi po perfect. Paano po yan, Pastor? Hindi po yan ang ibig sabihin ng ating Panginoong Jesus. The moment po na ating tinanggap ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo bilang ating Panginoon at tagapagligtas, wag na po nating isipin na tayo po ay talagang sikapin na maging perfect para po ay makamit natin ang kaligtasan. Ginawa na po ng Panginoon yan. Ngunit may utos po ang Panginoon sa atin dito po sa Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Ang sabi po ng Panginoong Jesus mismo, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So ano po kaya ang ibig sabihin ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo? Ibig po bang sabihin na sikapin din po natin na maging ano tayo, hindi magkakamali? Parang imposible yan, Pastor. The Lord Jesus is giving us an instruction today for us to live perfectly as a reflection of our Heavenly Father who is perfect. In this challenging moment, napakahirap po ng sitwasyon po natin, nais ng Panginoon na tayo bilang mga follower ni Jesus maging reflection ng perfection ng ating amang nasa langit. So dito pa lang makikita po natin na ang ating Panginoon ay tinatawag po tayo na mamuhay bilang extraordinary believers. He called us to perfection. Kaya kung meron po tayong dapat alalahanin, yung big idea po natin, ito yon. Followers of Jesus do not settle with mediocrity. They live as a reflection of God's perfection. Okay, ulitin ko po. Followers of Jesus do not settle with mediocrity. They live as a reflection of our Heavenly Father's perfection. So hindi daw po tayo, magsisettle lang sa tinatawag nating, okay na to. And the moment na tinanggap ko na si Jesus, okay na. May expectation po ang Panginoon po sa atin. Hindi tayo tipong basta-basta na lang or hindi natin sasabihin na lang na, okay na to. Dapat daw ibigay natin ang best. Dahil every time we live for His glory, it reflects His perfection in us. So may katanungan ngayon, paano po, Pastor, how should I reflect the reflection of our Heavenly Father? How will I live as a believer na hindi lamang nagsisettle na lang sa tinatawag nating yung mediocrity? Okay na to. Paano po, Pastor, so that I will glorify? Kasi niligtas na ako ng Panginoon. Tapos meron palang expectation. At ang expectation na yan is for me to reflect the perfection of my Heavenly Father. Titingnan po natin ang buong context muna. Itong Matthew chapter 5, verse 30-48, meron po siyang buong section para makita po natin yung context. At maunawaan natin yung anong ibig sabihin at ano ang ipinagagawa ng ating Panginoong Jesus upang maintindihan natin, kaya ko palang mamuhay na maging reflection ng perfection ng aking Ama na nasa langit. Ayun, so titingnan po natin, Matthew chapter 5, nag-uumpisa po ang section po niya dito sa verse 38 hanggang sa verse 48, 10 verses lamang po. So basahin po natin. Ang sabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus, "You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor as, love your neighbor. It was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray to those who persecute you. Verse 45, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, What are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So ito yung pinaka-detalye. Ito na yung pinaka-buong konteksto po. So ayun pala ang nais at ini-expect ng Panginoon sa atin. So how will I reflect, the perfection of my Father? Number one is to let go or give way, or let go of your rights. So give way. So sabi ng Panginoon, give way. So biglang kinote agad ni Jesus yung kanilang mga sayings, no? Yung law ni Moses, bigla niyang ibinalik sa kanila. Kasi remember, he was talking to a very religious people, the Israelites. Tinatawag po sila or tinagurian po silang the people of the book. They read the law of Moses and they know, and they were trying their best to be perfect. So binanggit ni Jesus yun. Sabi niya, you have heard that it was said, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. So batas niyo yan, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. So kung tayo siguro sa panahon natin, grabe no, nasa kasulatan nila yon. Napaka bloodthirsty pala ng kautusan po nila. Actually, this is the beginning of mercy. Kasi when we talk about retaliation or paghihiganti or revenge, gusto natin kapag naghiganti po tayo, hindi gusto natin makalamang tayo. gusto nating malamangan. So kung tinanggal niya ang isang mata ko, gusto natin, bawian natin ang buong buhay. Ganun, no? But it shows the beginning of mercy. So binanggit agad ni Jesus dito, you have heard in your law an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. So nag-start si Jesus sa pinaka-basic, di ba? Inutos na to ni Moses na dapat kayo magpapakita ng mercy. Kapag isa lang yung ipin lang ang natanggal sa iyo, ganun din ang gawin mo sa iba. Pero ang problema sa mga Israelites, gusto nilang yung makalamang. Pero dito, ipinakita ng Panginoon sa susunod na verse, sabi niya, but don't do that. Verse 39, but I tell you, do not resist. Or sa iba pang pagkasabi, do not retaliate an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. So ipinakita agad ni Jesus ang illustration ng right cheek illustration. Kung ito yung kasulatan ninyo, pinanggit agad ni Jesus, I will now show you that you should not retaliate. You should not take revenge. So ito pala, no? If you give way, you are reflecting the perfection of our Father in heaven. Ipinakita niya yung example na yan. So like for example, this illustration, kapag may sumampal sa'yo dito sa kanan, ibigay mo rin ang kaliwa. So what are you saying, Lord? Because the moment you are doing that one, on others, you are reflecting the perfection of the Lord Jesus. Ano palang ibig sabihin ni Jesus dito? Nung sinabi niya na give way or do not retaliate or give away your rights or give up your rights, ang ibig sabihin ng Panginoon, do not render evil for evil. So that's the point of our master. Sabi ng Panginoon, you when you turn your right cheek or your left cheek, you are winning your enemy. Kaya binanggit niya, so if someone will slap you, so you give everything. Tapos may second illustration siya in giving way or giving up your rights. Because the moment you give up your rights, you are reflecting the perfection of our Lord. Wala na tayong magagawa nung yung pag-perfection, pastor. Iba agad ang iniisip natin na talagang perfect tayo kagaya ni Lord. Wala na yan, righteous na tayo dahil sa ginawa ni Jesus. Ang expectation ng Panginoon sa atin dito, binanggit niya, is for us to give away or surrender our rights, even yung kahit na makikipag break even. We have to give away our rights. Sabi niya, the cloak illustration, sabi niya sa verse 40, if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. Kapag may nagre-reklamo daw sa'yo at dadaling ka doon sa korte at gusto niyang kunin ang iyong inner garment, yung tunic pala is an inner garment, ibigay mo na rin yung outer garment mo, yung cloak. So meron pala, sa ano pala ibig sabihin niya? Na very cultural po ito. Very cultural. Sa panahon kasi ni Jesus, okay, kapag may nagre-reklamo sa iyo sa korte at ang opponent mo hinihingi, natalo ka sa korte at hinihingi sa iyo yung cloak mo, ibigay mo yung cloak mo na yan sa kanya, okay? Tapos pati ang tunic ibibigay mo sa kanya, pero may obligation po yun. Pagdating ng gabi, to show mercy, ipapahiram mo yun sa kanya o ipapagamit mo yun sa kanya para makatulog man lang siya ng maayos, lalo na kapag yung taong yun ay mahirap. So, pero ang sinabi ng Panginoon, you have to give your rights away. You have to give way. So, stop thinking about getting even with other person. So, give up. Give up your inner garment and also your outer garment, even if it takes a sacrifice for you. Grabe, no? Ibang klase pala kapag tayo ay mananampalataya na. Hindi na tayo marunong maghigante. Lalo na ngayon, sa time na to, puro tayo online. Tapos minsan, pag disappointed ka, lumalabas yung lahat dun sa Facebook, sa wall mo. Papakita mo na lahat ng mga frustrations mo. Pero bilang mga Kristiyano po, we have to learn to give way or to give up our rights. Look at this. Let us continue. Dito sa verse 41, Sabi niya, you give up your rights. You give way. Sabi niya, if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go to him 2 miles. Very cultural again, no? Cultural na naman to kasi sa panahon pala nila, may batas yung ano, Rome. Yung mga Romans may batas. Yung mga sundalo daw po pala, may karapatan na maghanap ng biktima. Ang biktima nila, tatawagin nila yan. Sabi na, halika dito. Buhatin mo tong lahat kong mga kagamitan because they are obliged. It is lawful for you to carry it for 1 mile. Ganun pala yun. So, buhatin mo yun. So, alam niyo po, if you are a Jew, kapag nautusan ka, kalaban to eh. Mga kalaban to, sila yung ano sa amin, umagaw sa sarili naming lupain. Sinakop nila kami. So parang napakabigat nun. Napakabigat na uutusan ka lang ng mga dayuhan. So mga Roman soldiers. So ganun, ang sabi ni Lord, give up your rights. Not only 1 mile, but go to another extra mile. Isn't it difficult? Oh, napakahirap, ano? So sabi ng Panginoon, go extra mile. So if you're a believer, you have to go extra mile. Kasi sa mga Jew daw nung panahon, binibilang daw talaga nila yung 1 mile na yan. Tapos bigla nilang bibitiwan yun at aalis na sila. Kasi at least na-fulfill na nila yung basic requirement. Binibilang daw talaga nila yun. And according to some cultural background, exactly, ano tawag nito? 1,000? 1,000 steps. So bibilangin nila yung 1, 2, 3, 4, hanggang 1,000. Pagdating 1,000, bibitiwan nila, naaalis sila. So itong Roman soldier, maghahanap na naman yun ng sino ang susunod na biktima. But sabi ni Lord, if you are now follower of Jesus, go extra mile. Brothers and sisters, kapag tayo po ay mga followers ni Jesus, we have to learn to give up our rights. Minsan po, ang lahat ng mga reklamo, nagmumula po sa atin. Sa panahon ng krisis na ito, ang dami na nating naririnig ng mga masasamang balita. Tapos sa atin, naririnig din nila sa atin ang mga reklamo. Praise God, the Lord saved us. Tinanggap natin si Jesus, niligtas na tayo ni Lord. And the Lord is telling us, you know, to reflect the perfection of the Father. At meron pa, isang klaseng illustration ni Jesus to give up your rights. Itong the borrower's illustration. Ang sabi niya dito sa verse 42, give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Yun, kinote na naman ni Lord kung ano ang mga kasabihan nila sa batas ni Moises. So kasi may canceling of kasi yan, utang sila after 7 years. So kung ikaw nauunawaan mo yung culture nila, tas ngayon pang 6 years na ngayon bago mag year of freedom, ayaw mo nang magpautang kasi bakit? The following year, tiway yung utang mo. So ganun. But sabi ni Lord, it is not about that. If you have seen the needs of those people, they are desperately needing your help, do not withhold. You extend your help. Be generous. Praise God. No, dito sa ICS, thank you so much for your generosity. But that's one way of showing our obedience to the Lord. That Lord, I want to see that people I want to let the people see the reflection of my Heavenly Father by extending compassion on them, by giving up my rights. Isa sa mga commanding officers nagsabi po sa amin, sabi niya, alam mo pastor, napakadaling makahanap ng kaaway. Napakadali. Napakadali ring mang-away. Pero sabi niya, pero napakahirap yung it is so hard to win friends. Kaya the Lord Jesus is showing us on how to be perfect by showing this way of giving up our rights, because every time we give up our rights or give way, magparaya lang, magparaya ng magparaya, in that way, these people who do not understand the concept of God will begin to understand that's the God that they are serving, and we will be reflecting the glory and the hope of the Lord that is in us as followers of Jesus. Amen. Grabe, grabe, be perfect because your heavenly Father is perfect. So how to be perfect? How to give our best every day? You know, as a reflection of the perfection of our Father is give way. Give way. Do not be mediocre every day. Give up your rights. Kahit nagngingit-ngit ka na sa ano, asar-asar ka na, pikon ka na. Give up your rights. Minsan, karapatan eh, pinaglalaban dyan sa mga tao sa kalsada. Yung karapatan. Pero tayo as believers, marunong tayo magparaya. Sino may sabi? Si Jesus. Huwag niyo na lang po akong questionin. Si Jesus yan. Apat na illustration. It took Jesus to illustrate it 4 times just for us to understand how to act as believers who follow Him. Number 2, give love. Give love. So nag-shift na si Jesus sa kanyang teaching. Sa teaching ni Jesus, in perfection, becoming perfect, binanggit niya not only to give way, but to give love. Verse 43, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Binalik na naman ni Jesus doon sa kanilang kasulatan. Remember, people of the book, they know the scripture. Pero sabi niya, Tingnan niyo kayo, sinasabi ng iyong kasulatan, love your neighbors and hate your enemy. It is to demonstrate, again, na ganun yung mindset ninyo. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, that is not the way of those who follow Jesus. If we want to follow Jesus, we love our enemies. So, verse 44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray to those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So the Lord is loving to all. Even to those unlovable, the Lord shows His love to all. He loves us. He loves all of us. Kaya ito, sabi ng Panginoon, kagaya ng araw, lahat na aarawan. Kagaya ng ulan, lahat na uulanan. Sabi ng Panginoon, that's how you should show your love to all. Huwag niyong piliin. At ito ngayon, napakatindi. Nagbigay si Lord ng rhetorical questions. At ang ginawa niyang example ay yung add examples, yung mga taong hindi mo marinig, yung ginamit ni Lord as example. You remember, He used the Samaritans as an example. He used tax collectors as examples. He used the Syrophoenician, the Canaanite woman as examples. Why? Because yung mga Israelites, ayaw nilang marinig yung mga ito. Ngayon, Jesus, sabi ni Lord, okay, if you really want to be, you know, my follower, and if you want to reflect the perfection of the Lord, give love to all. At ito, sinabi niya, unang rhetorical question, the tax collector. Show how the tax collectors love. Grabe, no? If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? Sabi niya, kung ang minamahal mo lang, yung mga marunong ding magmahal sa'yo, di ba ito mga tax collector, tinagurian niyang mga masasama at sila yung mga kurakot, di ba ganun din sila? Ngayon, kung ikaw believer, kung ikaw follower ko, sabi ni Lord, at ganun din ang gagawin mo, mediocrity yan. Pangkaraniwan yan. As believers of Jesus, we should rise above. We should be a reflection of our perfect Father. Amen. Amen. So, grabe. Parang sabi niya, di ba mga tax collector, ginagawa niya, kayo pa kaya, if you want to be my follower, so be perfect because your heavenly Father is perfect. So, hindi magandang illustration po yun, yung tax collector. Pero ginawa niya yung example for them to understand. Surpass that. Tax collectors are doing that. You as believers of Jesus, you love not only those lovable, but also the unlovable. That's ito. Second, rhetorical question niya. Yung Gentiles' kindness. Yung mga pagan, sabi niya sa verse 47, and if you greet only your brothers, grabe, bawal pala sa atin na maging suplado. Sabi niya, kung brothers lang ang binabati ninyo, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Grabe, no? Grabe, kaya mga believers ngayon, no, mga followers ni Jesus, mga taga-ICS, wala talaga ibang way tayo ngayon to connect. Kahit dito po sa online natin, start connecting, start greeting, no? May kita kang pangalan dyan na nag-a-appear sa screen, batiin nyo naman. Kasi yung mga Gentiles daw, ang binabati nila, yung mga kakilala lang. Eh kung tayo hindi natin binabati yung mga hindi kakilala, what's different? Anong pinagkakaiba natin? We have to exceed. We have to show or reflect the perfection of our Father. So, the Lord Jesus Christ used Gentiles, used the tax collectors as illustration. Because again, yung Jewish people consider them as unclean. Consider this them as unclean. But we are already clean. The Lord already saved us. The Lord has already paved the way for us. Why? As followers of Jesus, we can do extraordinary things. Because why? He will empower us. So sa tingin natin, Lord, ang hirap naman. Yes, mahirap talaga maging banal. Pero salamat sa Panginoon dahil talagang ginawa na niya tayong banal. Kahit hindi tayo banal. Now the expectation for us is to reflect the goodness of God. How? Showing mercy, showing love. How? By giving way to those, you know, to those who hurt us. By overcoming evil with good. If they hurt us, allow them, you know, to hurt your life as long as you will be able to win them. In this time of crisis, mga kapatid, ang dami nang nadidepress, ang dami na naa-anxious, we can find fulfillment in reaching out, in touching others' lives, in showing our generosity, in showing our love, in forgiving those people who have hurt us, in praying for them, in blessing them. And we will see, you know, the favor of God to continue, that will continue to flow sa buhay po natin. Anong sabi ni Lord? Be perfect because our Heavenly Father is perfect. So again, our main idea, our big idea for today is followers of Jesus do not settle with mediocrity. They live as a reflection of God's perfection. Are you struggling today? Are you struggling to forgive? Are you struggling to win your friend back? Or are you struggling with those people who are unlovable? Those enemies who have hurt you? Maybe today is your time to just ask Him that, Lord, it's so hard, but I ask for your mercy. I ask, Lord God, for your blessing. I ask for your grace so that your grace and mercy will continue to flow in my life and people will see God in me, that I am a reflection of the glory of my Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are teaching me. You are teaching all of us, Lord, on how to follow you well, how to follow you properly. Maybe we have lots of struggles today kasi we also have our own needs. But thank you so much, Lord, that as we allow you to use us, there will be breakthrough. Your power, Father God, will continue to flow through us. Lord, ang iyong kapangyarihan, ang iyong biyaya, ang iyong pagpapala, Panginoon, ay dadaloy at dadaloy dahil kami Panginoon, na iyong tagasunod, O God, hindi niyo po hahayaan na hindi kami equip, Panginoon, ng iyong presensya, ng iyong kapangyarihan, ng iyong pagpapala upang kami, Panginoon, ay makaabot pa at makapag-impact pa sa ibang mga tao. Salamat, Panginoon, for the breakthrough. And to those of us, O God, na hindi pa nakakilala kay Jesus at hindi pa namin alam kung ligtas talaga kami, maybe this is your opportunity to come to Him. Come to the Lord right now. At sabihin niyo sa Kanya, Panginoon, patawarin niyo po ako. Hindi ko po kayang maging perpekto. Ngunit salamat, Panginoon, ginawa mo na lahat upang ako ay maligtas. Panginoon, tatanggapin kita ngayon bilang aking Panginoon, bilang aking Diyos, at ikaw nang bahala sa buhay ko. Turuan niyo po ako upang masunod ka at magawa ko po, Panginoong Jesus, ang iyong kalooban. Ito po ang aking dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen at amen.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.